We continue with Mishnah Berurah, Amud Yomi Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Reish Samaches, Zivav. Says the Shulchan Aruch, HaToa B'Tfilas Shabbos, V'Hechlev Shel Zo B'Zo, Eino Choser. If one makes a mistake when they're davening on Shabbos, and instead of davening Ma'ariv, they say the Tfilah of Mincha, or any other one of the Tfilos of Shabbos, you do not go back to say the correct tefillah. The Mishnah Berurah points out that this is only if you already finished the bracha. However, if you remember in the middle of the bracha before Mekadesh HaShabbos, then you stop and you go back and you say the appropriate tefillah for that time. The Mechaper continues, V'yeshom Shem Hechlev Shal Musav Ba'acheres, Oh, Acheres B'Shal Musav Choser. There are some who say that this is only true regarding Marv, Shachris, and Mincha. However, if you say Musaf instead of one of the other Tfilos, or you say one of the other Tfilos instead of Musaf, then you have to go back and daven again. The Mishnah Berurah points out that the Achronim are surprised by this Lashon of the Mechaber, because really everyone agrees that this is problematic if you say a different Tfila instead of Musaf, or vice versa. The Mishnah Berurah explains that once again you only have to be Choser if you finish the bracha, if you were Oker Raglav. But if you were not Oker Raglav, then you can go back to say Tikanta Shabbos, to say the appropriate tefillah of Musaf. Siv Zayin. Chozrim lomer vayichulu mishum yom tov shechalios b'Shabbos, she'en omer moso b'tefillah. V'gam lehotzi l'mi she'enu yodea. After we finish Shmona Esrei, everybody says vayichulu together again, as a low plug, since on a Yom Tov which falls on a Shabbos in the Shmona Esrei, we do not recite Vayichulu, so you have to say it afterwards. Since on that Shabbos we say it afterwards, so too the rest of Shabbos and we say it afterwards. And also, in order to be motzi someone who does not know how to say Vayichulu, so we are motzi him by saying it. V'omer moso b'kol ram uma umad. This Vayichulu is said aloud, everyone together, and it should be said standing. The Mishnah Berurah says the reason that it is supposed to be said standing is it is because an Eidus, we are giving testimony upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Maisa Bereishis. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah brings that there are differing opinions whether a Yachid, an individual, would say Vayichulu, since Eidus is only Bishnayim with two people. And the Mishnah Berurah suggests that it's good for an individual to say it also, but he should have in mind that he is not doing it L'Shem Eidus, rather it is as though he is just reading the Torah. The Chazon Ish says that it's not real Eidus, so it's okay for an individual to say it. You do not need to say it with someone else. Sifches, v'omer shaliach tzibur bracha achas me'in sheva, v'ine yachid omer osa. Afterwards, the shaliach tzibur says the bracha of me'in sheva, an individual should not say it if he is not davening b'tzibur. The Mishnah Berurah says that this is because the whole takana was mishum sakana samazikim. It was established for people who might come late to shul and might leave late after everyone else, and it would be dangerous for them to walk home on their own. So therefore we added this bracha of Me'in Sheva to extend the davening for everyone, so that those who come late will be able to catch up. And even though this chashash no longer applies, the Mishnah Berurah says ha'idna lo zaza takana mimkoma, that the takana still applies. However, the takana would not apply to a yachid, to an individual. The Ramah adds, Mihu im ha-yachad rotze l'hachmer ala atzmo, yachal amra belo psicha uva lo chasima, v'chein noag yana tzibur l'amra im shalich tzibur belo psicha v'chasima. The Ramah says that if one wants to be noheg, they can be machmer and say it without a psicha and chasima. Siftez, yom tov shechal yos v'shabes, eino masker shal yom tov b'bracha me'in sheva. During that bracha of me'in sheva, there is no extra addition of Yom Tov, even though we would have such an extra addition in the Shmona Esrei itself. Sif Yud, Ein Omen Bracha Me'in Sheva Bebeis Chasanim V'Aveilim Deleika Taim Adim Acharin Lavo Shiyu Nizokin. We established that the whole reason that the Bracha Me'in Sheva was instituted was so that people who came late would be able to catch up and would be able to leave at the same time as everyone else, because of Sakana Samazikin. Since the Sakana does not exist by a Beis Chasanim or a Beis Avel, the Takana was never established in such a situation. The Mishnah Berurah says that this applies to all private minyanim in homes which are only done in happenstance. Sometimes you have a minyan, sometimes you don't. Then the bracha of Me'in Sheva is not said. However, if there is a kviyas al eza yamim, says the Mishnah Berurah, an extended period of time where they will be davening in that minyan. And the Mishnah Berurah adds, there is also a Sefer Torah, then it is like a Beis HaKnesses Kavua, and you would say Me'ein Sheva. So it appears from the words of Mishnah Berurah that there are two requirements in order to have to recite the Bracha of Me'ein Sheva in a place where you are davening Friday night. That it be a place where we will be davening for an extended period of time, a couple of days, and a Sefer Torah is there. However, Moshe Feinstein in Aruch Chaim Chelek Daled Siman Samech Tes Oz Gimel is quoted as saying that if there is a Kviyas Gemura to daven in a certain home, even if it is only Mariv on Friday night, and there is no Sefer Torah there, since it is a Kviyas that they daven there every Friday night, you would say the Bracha of Me'ein Sheva, even if there is no Sefer Torah. Sif Yad Aleph, Af B'Shabbos Achar Yom Tov Omer Bracha Me'ein Sheva. We even say the Me'ein Sheva on Shabbos, which falls out after Yom Tov.